Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're studying the book of Acts, and we're in Acts chapter 9. And there is a lady tucked within our passage today that I believe lived out that old song, "Brighten the corner where you are." Listen to what the text says. Acts chapter 9, verse 36. "Now there was in Joppa a disciple named Tabitha," which translated means Dorcas. "She was full of good works and acts of charity. In those days she became ill and died, and when they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him, urging him, 'Please come to us without delay.' So Peter rose and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the upper room. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing the tunics and other garments that Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all outside and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, 'Tabitha, arise.' And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and raised her up. And then calling the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa. And many believed in the Lord. And he stayed in Joppa for many days with one Simon, a tanner." The first thing Luke tells us about Dorcas was that she was a disciple. And that's the most important thing as well. A disciple is simply one who purposely follows someone else. A disciple has one leader, one Lord. And in our text, Dorcas was a disciple of Jesus Christ. And everything else that we're going to read about Dorcas, we are to understand in the light of the fact that she was a disciple of Christ. Well, the next thing we learn about Dorcas was her impact on those around her through her good deeds. When Peter was escorted to the upper room where Dorcas's body lay, the hallway was lined with widows, giving testimony to Dorcas's love and concern and care. They shoved in front of his face the clothes Dorcas had made for them. "Look how much she loved us. Look how much she cared about us. Look at the time that she spent on us." There's no telling how many nights Dorcas stayed up, working tirelessly with her hands because her heart was filled with love for others. There's no telling how many widows no longer felt abandoned and alone because of the attention and care Dorcas showed them. There's no telling how many of those women were not only kept warm by those coats Dorcas made, but also were encouraged by her acts of love. And I wonder how many of them, because of Christ living in and through Dorcas, went on to encourage others. You know, those things didn't take place because she was a sweet lady who had a soft heart. Those things took place because she was a disciple of Christ who allowed the Holy Spirit to use her. She had the gifts of mercy and service, and she served cheerfully. And so we've been focusing on Dorcas in this passage, but she's not really the main character. The main character in this account is Jesus Christ working through Peter. We see this in chapter 9, verse 34, in the story just before Dorcas, where Peter says to a paralyzed man, "Jesus Christ heals you." Peter's power is not on display. The life-changing, life-giving power of Jesus is what is being put in the lights here. And he is the one who holds the keys of death and life. We are reminded that Jesus was born so that we might have eternal, full, satisfying life that begins here on earth and then is fully realized in the life to come. Do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties ever near you, now be true. Brighten the corner where you are. Here, for all your talent, you may surely find a need. Here, reflect the bright and morning star. Even from your humble hand, the bread of life may feed. Brighten the corner where you are. What happens as a result of Dorcas's faithfulness to brighten the corner where she was, and what happens as a result of Peter's working in the big platforms and the small upper rooms? Notice the end of verse 42. Many believed in the Lord. We are praying that you brighten your corner day by day. And when you pray today, please remember Anders Lee, his wife Carla, and their kids Zach, Reagan, Sierra, and Simon. Those are our church planters in Mississippi. Also, remember to pray for the Bicol Northern Sorsogon broadcast in the Philippines.